If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati.
So, 2022, whereby a place called Yagersfontein, where the dam collapsed and a lot of people were displaced, some people disappeared, buildings were destroyed, etc., etc. And you know, when that incident happened, I hope that it would never happen again in the country, that we've learned something from that particular disaster. And I believe today, Ayanda, the reason why you are here, you're going to talk about what's happening in the Vaal.
You know,
what happens when dams overflow, and what should nearby residents be aware of, which is very important.
Absolutely. The Yagersfontein situation was slightly different. I mean, it was a mine dam at the time, and, you know, there were real questions about whether or not the owners had cut corners, and that's what led to those walls collapsing. And you're right, I think, you know, people are still missing, if memory serves. In this particular case, of course, we're dealing with a scenario where there's been a lot of water in the catchment area because of the persistent rains we've seen in Gauteng over the past couple of days. In fact, on Sunday, we were told about 200 cubic meters per second falling in that catchment area. And authorities have now advised people living along the Vaal River even to consider evacuating any movable infrastructure, their livestock, and anything they can essentially carry. It's a good opportunity to speak about these sluice gates that we've been speaking about in the news, and what, of course, you should consider if you find yourself near a dam that looks like it's about to overflow, whether on holiday or where you stay. And for that, let's bring in the spokesperson of the Water and Sanitation Department in Vasani Mavasa, who's with us now via our video link. Vasani, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon, Ayanda, and thank you for having me. And good afternoon to everyone in the studio.
Linda!
This is the most enthusiastic greeting anyone has received.
Don't make it make sense. We have never had a lady.
And I receive.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. Skumba already trying to put up a defense. But let's begin, Vasani, with just explaining what these sluice gates are. I think many people are hearing about them for the first time in the bulletins, perhaps in a long time. What's their purpose? What do they look like? And when do you make a call to open them?
Oh, well, so the Vaal Dam, together with the Bloemhof Dam, is there are these type of dams that are designed in such a way that when they get full, they don't necessarily spill. There are situations where you see dams that when they are full, you see water flowing off and just going down the river. So these ones are not designed in such a way, but instead, the Vaal Dam is designed with 60 sluice gates, which enable water to be released in a controlled manner when that dam gets to 100%. So currently what we are facing is that the dam is at its full supply capacity of over 100%. It's got an absorption capacity of extra 26%, which makes it able to contain that capacity for a certain period of time, and during that period it enable us to give us space to activate our controlled releases, and as such we use the sluice gates to relieve the dam from the pressure of the heavy load of that water. We start by releasing the water through what we call the valves. There are these valves that are under there which are able to keep the water flowing, the river, for it to continue in its natural course. But when the dam starts picking up and getting full, that's when we shut down the valves, because now they're no longer serving much of a purpose, because we need larger quantities to go out. And as such, we use the sluice gates. We started opening the sluice gates from the first one, from around the 20th, to the second one, followed by as the dam level was increasing, and now we are on the fifth sluice gate. And as we do that, we determine the capacity of water that we'll be releasing and what it means to anything that is found on its way when the water is flowing down downstream. This could be the farmers that would have been licensed to be using the water along the riparian of the river. This could be communities that would have settled and actually gotten into the servitude, which is the flood line of that particular river. So this enable us to be able to make determination and provide early warning systems to say, now it's getting dangerous because now the dam is full and it needs us to let the water go. And we need to let it go in a particular rate so that what is coming in upstream can go out, but we still keep the dam full. And this will result in maybe the water overtopping the banks, meaning going beyond the normal river banks to these flood lines. And those that are along those lines need to start considering moving away to far higher grounds and much more safer areas.
Sure.
So let me just ask this question. It's not too long ago. I remember that this is not the first occurrence of sluice gates being opened due to a dam that is overcapacitated, right? Do we know what that means when you look at the infrastructure of how we receive water? Already that is in shambles. We've seen water shedding. We've seen all of those things happen because of our infrastructure cannot handle, not necessarily cannot handle, but actually cannot provide water to residents. Now the dam is full. A couple of months ago in November, you guys were talking about day zero. The dam is full. Do we have the infrastructure to carry the water into the residential areas?
So what a dam is a reservoir, it's like a bucket. Mm-hmm. So because the dam gets built in a river that is flowing so that we can contain that water as it flows, so that we have enough, and you have indicated your domestic, which is what you're talking about, we've got industries, we've got also farming, the farming, the agricultural sector, and many others, including the mining that Ayanda was talking to. Now, with what we have, the Vaal Dam is the lifeline for Gauteng, and when it's at this 100% capacity, we are happy, but it's one of the 14 dams within the integrated Vaal River system, including the one that is it's a reservoir for just for reserve that is called Sterkfontein upstream in the Drakensberg. And we also have these other two that are already are in Lesotho that are built, and we are building another one in Lesotho over and above many others that we have that fall within the integrated Vaal River system. So in terms of that, we refer to that as water security. And when we know that those reservoirs are full, we calculate as such and talk about the integrated Vaal River system and its capacity. And right now, I can talk to the percentage as being at around over 90%, the whole system, meaning that Gauteng and the other municipalities that are, or the other provinces, part of them that are supplied by the integrated Vaal River system, are water secured. But when you talk about provision, it's a different issue altogether. Mm-hmm. But me talking about the dam is that, that the dams that are being operated, that are under the custodianship of the Department of Water and Sanitation and being operated by the department, they meet the required standards in terms of dam safety requirements, which can be a different thing altogether about the Agasfontein Dam. And we conduct all the necessary protocols that are required, and this release that we are currently conducting is one of them to ensure that we save that infrastructure, to ensure that it remains in its integrity and it's reliable and the pressure is reduced. But at the same time, the water that is flowing, there's another dam downstream, which is Bloemhof. The same is being undertaken downstream at the Bloemhof. But along the way, there are also water users, including municipalities, that are taking this water within the rivers. The water is not only taken from the dams, but within these rivers, as the water is flowing, they get taken for supply to communities. But then when it comes to this provision, which is the responsibility of water services authorities, which are municipalities that are designated to provide to me and you, is the infrastructure that you may be referring to, which, yes, indeed, we do accept that the infrastructure is aging, there's been poor or lack of maintenance and operation properly of this infrastructure. So that is one of the reasons that's leading to what we are experiencing as intermittent or sometimes unreliable supply of water to our homes.
Sure. Briefly, Vasani, if you can, there's been these evacuation orders now that have been sent out to residents along the Vaal Triangle. How important is it to heed those calls? You know, I think in many instances, until there's a disaster, few people actually, you know, respond to warnings of this nature, and maybe it's because it just doesn't happen that often.
Yes, indeed. We experienced that in 2003, in 2023, I meant, and we have been making sure that we communicate timeously so as not to cause panic. And that is why from the onset, when we realized that the dam was getting full, we have been communicating that this is the level at which the dam is picking up in terms of capacity. And as such, as we're opening each and every gate, we're communicating through all the platforms that we have for proper coordination of disaster management centers and the local municipalities to ensure that they activate emergency services where people would be required to evacuate, those ones that are located within the areas I've mentioned. So there are those that are indeed hitting the core. You've seen some of the media reports where people were indicating that they started evacuating as early as last week because they know what this means, because they know that they're in an area which they would ordinarily should not have been. But also those ones that are actually would still believe that the levels at which these rivers along are on their way, not yet at which where they will need to evacuate. But the warning remains that if you know that you are located in an area that would put your life at risk, ordinarily you would be affected by the rising levels of water as these releases continue. You need to evacuate as soon as possible, right. Hit the call, and also respond to your emergency services as well as disaster management.
All right, Visani Mabasa, thanks very much indeed. Sounds crystal clear to me. And in fact, incidentally, there's visuals as we speak on the TV of how bad it can get if, in fact, you know, that rain persists and you have to open more sluice dams. So we really appreciate that explanation. Visani is a spokesperson for the Water and Sanitation Department.
Yeah, and we hope people will heed the calls to evacuate, because I know even in America, when they predict the horrible weather, the tornadoes, and they ask people, you need to move, people refuse to move.
Yeah. Mm.
Until it's too late, of course.
Yeah,
and then we're told, we didn't give out warnings. But anyway, it's not about me.
You are always wrong.
Is it?
That thunderstorm.
We'll talk.
But look at the dam. It's full because of all of your predictions of rain, not thunderstorm.
Never doubt us, guys.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.